Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, coming to you from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. It's the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania. Those of us who live here, we know, and the world's catching on, that we lovingly refer to our part of the universe as Delco. And it's becoming a great corner of the world for movie making and TV shows. And we have a lot of stars and great sports teams here in the Philadelphia area. So welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast that celebrates Delco and celebrates good neighbors. What is a good neighbor? Well, we all live next to good neighbors, likely, but we're talking about businesses that are in the community in our part of the country and that maybe even do business around the country, but they're good neighbors in their community. And we have a great guest today. I often like to say, you know, a good neighbor is one that sounds like a good neighbor and acts like a good neighbor. I've got a gentleman who is a good neighbor because he uses his voice to be neighborly. Let me introduce and bring to the stage here, Rob Hope. Rob, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming. And Rob is the owner, founder, CEO of the Voice Box. Correct, Rob?
Correct. Yes.
Now, that name might not be as descriptive as you find as soon as you know what you do. Then you go, oh, I get
right.
it. So, you know, right. we think of Voice Box as, you know, maybe something in our throat or something. But what's in our throat are vocal cords. Rob Holt is a voice talent teacher. A coach that teaches individuals who want to become really actors, but more actors with their voice, teaches them how to use their voice for appropriate ways where they can actually earn an income, earn a living, whether it is acting with your voice and sound only, maybe even on stage, certain ways to throw your voice and certain ways to sell product or act. But we're going to learn about it here in the episode today. So Rob, tell me, how did this become your mission to help others to train their voice as a voice coach?
And you know what? I like how you put that, Bob, because it really is my life's purpose. And I never set out on this journey initially. And here we are. You know, I've been in the industry now for a little over 23 years, and it's been an amazing journey. It really has. I tell people that I talk to who are new to me in my business often, I say, this is the last thing I think of before I go to bed. It's the first thing I think of when I wake up mostly every day. And it's the thing I do almost all day, every day, is help people. And so there's been, just like our humble Delco, there's been more visibility over the past years in what a voice actor is and what they do and who these voices are that we hear all the time and don't always necessarily think of, that's an actual person. And who is that person? And you know, there are certain people I meet who always tell me, like, ever since I was a kid, I heard the voices on the cartoons I listened to and I wondered who that person was. And I looked them up, and then later on I heard them in this other project and that sort of thing. And there's this whole bustling industry that's been going on as long as, you know, on camera acting has. It's nice to see it get more visibility. I think audiobooks have really helped a lot too. You know, things like that. There's tons of people creating content now. You know, Art Barkan did a voiceover for your podcast or whatever. What's his name? The guy who just did
Michael Barkan. Yeah.
Michael Barkan. Sorry. Yeah. He that was his voiceover in the beginning of the podcast.
That's
and
right.
So there, you know, I help people basically who want to get into that. And I help them from wherever they are to finding out how to make this a career. And so, like, to get how I got started, basically in the year 2000, before you were born, remember, kids, in the year 2000, I landed a job as the IT guy at what was at the time the biggest casting company in Philadelphia. So I'm a computer guy. I don't know the first thing about acting. And all of a sudden, I'm doing computers for a company that, whoa, they work with actors. That's kind of cool. And so to kind of give you the very abridged version of this, like, we had just done, we did like all the Night Shyamalan films that came through Philly, and we did a lot of TV and TV commercials, TV shows, radio, that sort of thing. And there was a voiceover department. and I had a young sounding voice. The person who was casting at the time noticed my outgoing personality, I guess. And looking back, Bob, I was just filler. They needed a young teen sounding voice, even though I was in my 30s, to fill a slot in some of these auditions. And lo and behold, I started booking jobs and enjoyed a nice handful of voiceover jobs between, I'd say, 2000 and 2003. And then in 2003, the sort of big moment in the story came when my boss, Mike Lemon, asked me if I wanted to assume the position as voiceover casting director because the other casting director was leaving. And so that started really this whole journey of I've worked on hundreds and hundreds of voiceover jobs as far as finding the right voice for that job, auditioning them or through other means, helping my linking my clients up with those people and helping them hire that voice. And
so how wonderful. I think, Rob, that what's kind of happened here, you were way ahead of the game in as much as, you know, before the advent of video gaming, which for the most part became voices needed on top of animation. And even today, when we look at actors and we see their latest parts, if you look at the IMDb database, so many of them are doing cartoons and things.
I know.
Because it doesn't involve as much travel. Some of them are able to record from their own home studios.
Right.
And, you know, years ago, before there was even remote working for the rest of us, some people discovered that they could create a studio in their home, maybe record it on tape even, but to record books or to be able to record voice talent that they had. And what were they accomplishing? They were accomplishing having a job, but working from their home. And that's really now much more common. But the ability to actually make money with your hands or your senses, you know, your art, and the art comes out of you in a spoken word. Rob Holt is our guest. Rob is a founder and CEO owner of a company called The Voice Box. And if you're listening this far, you're recognizing that, okay, now what's in it for me, right? Or is this just a story about Rob Holt? No, it's a story about hundreds of other people, because Rob's mission is not only in a motive to cast voices through his company as a casting director in a way, but also to train people that you too can become a voice talent. Some of you know it. You've been told you have a great voice. Others think that, I wonder if I could do this, because it's thrilling to think that I can make money for just talking, right? In my case, Rob, it would have been more maybe reading, you know, audiobooks. I think I would have enjoyed that. Years ago, I did some radio work and I thought perhaps we would do characters. You know, I had a number of characters that I could throw my voice for, and I never really got there. But it was something that was exciting, because it's like acting, but you can kind of hide a little differently behind your voice and behind the characters that you create.
I've been so blessed to, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of students now. And you know, before, people can happen upon my website and sign up for like a free consultation where I will jump on the phone with them and talk about this stuff. And so I have heard so many stories over the years, and I hear over and over again, people who, you know, say like, so my whole life, people have told me, I have this voice and I should do something with it. Or, you know, I have one student of mine, he works at Philly International Airport and he does airport announcements sometimes at the gate. And he's like, Rob, not a day goes by where someone doesn't tell me, you know, he's got this wonderful voice.
How can I use it? Yeah. Can I use it for good? Can I use it for money? You know, that kind of a thing. Rob, the matter of fact is that we're all listening all the time. And in some cases, someone has to speak. And I would imagine that with the advent of AI that we're seeing in print writings, it's also happening, you know, with digital and faces being constructed. We're moving towards something. We don't fully know what it is, but people whose voices can be used even to add to AI component. I think we're all going to have our voice used when we want to create an AI avatar of ourselves, right? We'll be doing the voiceovers. I think it's exciting what you do. Tell me a little bit about your connections with anybody famous that you're actually the voice coach, or were the voice coach for anybody we would know?
I don't think anyone we know. That's the wonderful thing
because
about
they're
voiceover.
Behind the scenes, right?
It's people like don't... people who just have enjoyed these wonderful careers, and they just go
right.
They can go out in public and do whatever they want.
You know, my brother was an actor, trained to be an actor, and his class was very prominent. And they, you know, half went to California, another half went to New York, and one of the guys decided that he was just going to do institutional film, you know, and voiceover work. And, you know, he was the guy that had the easiest time having a family, easiest time being able to not have to worry about traveling and probably didn't have to get affected by the whole ego fulfillment of being a star because his own name wasn't known, but he played all kinds of parts. It's an exciting field. And I think that the message here, Rob, that we would really want to get out across to the Good Neighbor podcast. We have a good neighbor here, nationally, a good neighbor. Rob Holt has just offered to consult and to take your call, to listen to you and to give you some coaching. And I would imagine, Rob, there's going to have to be a couple there where you're going to have to say, like, we see those folks that come on early on American Idol that, like, brother, you just don't have it. You think you do, but you don't. I would advise you to pick a different career. Or, Rob, is it possible, like singers, right? I had someone tell me that anybody can really sing. It's very rare that someone can't be trained to sing. Can you actually bring the best voice out of someone with coaching on how to speak and how to talk? Or is it they either have it or they don't?
That is an area, Bob, where the students have really been one of my greatest teachers in this, because through my journeys with them, I've seen some people that have a ton of potential out of the gate and then they fizzle. And I've seen people who were super slow starters, seemed like they weren't really bringing much to this, but had the desire and the drive and stuck with it and are now out there working as professional voice actors and everything in between. So it is very rare. And I get asked that a lot. Are you going to tell me if I'm not good, you know, or just say, hey, you ain't got it, kid, you know? And it's like, that is such a rarity that I have to tell someone that either through the train, you know, I do a lot of training and it's based in reality. So it's like people can get a sense of what it's like and how much work goes into it. And that ignites the fire in some people, and other people go, this was a great experience and I'm richer for it, but I think I'm going to try on to something else now.
Right. Well, Rob, speak to a moment, if you could, about, is there enough work in the industry? I mean, everybody has a voice. There's a lot of people that want to be famous or want to feel like they're getting paid for their voice and talent and all that. But mm-hmm. given training, practice, stick-to-itiveness, is it easier to get voiceover contracts and voice talent deals than it is to land in a TV commercial?
Is it easier than on camera? I would say, I don't know. Probably, though, I would say, you know, it's an amazing time to do this. And a lot of that we owe to technology. It is, like you said, it's 100% home-based business for most people. So I, sensing my own sort of lack of relevance in helping my students in the career part of this, like I would get them all geared up and then have fun storming the castle, sort of. I'm always there to support my students. So in order to support them further, in October, I signed up for what is the largest of what we call the pay-to-play platforms for voiceover. It's a huge, like, online marketplace where there's voice seekers seeking jobs. And I've been auditioning since October. I've done part-time, you know, just doing a couple a day. I've done almost 350 auditions. I've booked a few clients on there and done a number of jobs. It's been good, made some money. And, you know, I go back to the, like, 2000 to 2003 when I was doing this in person. It would have taken me 20 years to do 350 auditions. And yes, I would have had to travel to New York and back to Philly and down to DC and, you know, maybe out to Monster Casting in Pittsburgh, you know, and so it's just, I've done 300 auditions from right where you're seeing me right here in front of this exact mic you're seeing me speak on, not traveling at all.
That's wonderful. And so the message here is that those listeners out there that would like to investigate this, here we have a company that will help you investigate it. They have a website that you can learn from and even sign up for some free course, perhaps for the beginning, you know, intro course, or get a chance to even speak to Rob Holt, who we're listening to right now. If you'd like to investigate voiceover talent, go to Rob's website, which is VoiceBoxVO, like for voiceover. VoiceBoxVO.com is where you'll land at the VoiceBox, Rob Holt's company. And consider whether or not this might be for you. If you're listening to this podcast, there's a reason why you've been drawn to it. And there's an opportunity to get started in an industry that you thought you'd never figure out. Well, we have a coach. We have some talent here to judge your talent. And then we also have a lesson plan, an ability that you can actually follow coursework, sign up to become part of the team there and the group, and let Rob coach you towards a new career. and would be a new career using your voice as a voiceover talent artist. Rob, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Good Neighbor Podcast. As we started the program today, I mentioned that, you know, we had a good neighbor here, and why? You can hear it in the mission of Rob Holt. He's interested in helping people discover their own inner talent, something they hear every day come out of their mouth, maybe not knowing that it can become a lifestyle, living hobby and career. So Rob, thank you for being a good neighbor to your community. You've got the Good Neighbor Award today, and I would like to get a chance to meet you in the future, because who knows, maybe one of my sons or myself, or maybe I'll have this memory from 40 years ago where, you know, some characters are coming out of me, and it could be a good future. Maybe I'll be reading books for senior citizens.
Never too late to start. I have people starting in their 80s and 90s sometimes.
It's wonderful. Everybody, give Rob Holt a chance to meet you. First, go to his website at VoiceBox, V like Victor, VoiceBox, V-O for voiceover, VoiceBoxVO.com, and consider a future as a voiceover talent with the help of Rob Holt from the VoiceBox. Thank you for being a good neighbor, Rob.
Thank you so much for having me on, Bob. It was really good chatting with you. I'm honored to be on here. I've been here in Havertown for 26 years in the same house. So, and before that, I was all the way over in Narberth, just on the other side of the border to Monco. So,
thank God you landed in Delco.
And yeah, been in this area for a long time.
Thank you for being a guest on the Good Neighbor Podcast in Delco. We'll talk soon.
All right, Bob. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.